Hello, this is Abbott Stringman Lynch, the founder's Pit Crew. I'm Mark Sheffield, a member of our emerging business group, and I'm here today with Joe Larkins, Anson Lang, and Ken Menina. These are all professionals in startup financing, and they recently presented a seminar today on the topic, Today's Funding Ideas for Startups. This is for our Emerging Business Best Practices seminar. So based on that presentation, which went really well, by the way, we had a large crowd, over 50 people, and a lot of positive comments after. So we'll start with Joe. What are the one or two thoughts, Joe, that you'd like to leave founders with from the seminar today?
So I'm from Sereno Capital, Joe Larkins, and I presented accounts receivable financing or factoring today. I think probably one of the keys for me is there's not always a best financing solution. There's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to business financing, so companies need to look at different options for what's the best financing that they need for the right time in their company. My particular finance is specialized, and it really works best with companies that can't obtain bank financing. So I go after startup companies and companies that maybe they had credit before, but it got pulled. So those are probably the keys for me are, again, unable to qualify for bank financing, but they have receivables that they can finance. And then the other thing I like to focus on is businesses that have recurring revenue with the same account debtors or the same end customers. Those are key for me. So those are a couple key thoughts there.
Okay, thank you very much, Joe. You know, factoring is something that some people don't know much about, but could be a very viable solution for a startup, somebody that's trying to get some working capital. Okay, Anson Liang, share with us a few nuggets from what you talked about at the seminar.
Thanks, Mark. So I'm Anson, founder and CEO of TrustLeaf.com. So I share some idea how to raise money from friends and family, crowdfunding, peer-to-peer lending, and also from the traditional angel and VC firms today. So I think one thought I would like to leave to the audience is do your research before you pick the option you're going to raise the money, especially for the early stage company and startups. There are so many options out there. Crowdfunding is one of the very popular one nowadays, but be careful about that because that may not fit your needs. Maybe friends and family is your best option at your current stage. Maybe angel or VC firm should be the one you go for. So do your research.
Superb advice. Thanks, Anson. Appreciate that. Ken. Ken works with Bridge Bank. Tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are.
Thank you, Mark. This is Ken Menina with Bridge Bank. So I guess amongst this group, I'm probably the most highly evolved as far as where you would find yourself with your financing need, given that I work for a bank. And we work primarily with established companies, but also with the startups on occasion where the credit criteria are appropriate. But my thoughts about the presentations today were just how complementary the three of us were. Joe's with respect to factoring and the reliance on accounts receivable and as a good funding source. And then Anson's is something which was really new to me and very educational as far as how companies can get started and do it with a lot of different kind of creative sources of financing. And then, of course, my portion, which was SBA financing, for small businesses that may be very new or startup or more likely an existing business, where the things that I would want to emphasize is that SBA financing is there to help small businesses where traditional bank financing cannot. That is, the SBA helps the small business by providing a guarantee on the loan, and the loan is then funded, and it's a loan that the bank would not otherwise make without the SBA support. And that includes all types of things, which is from working capital to owner-occupied commercial real estate purchase. That's something that all small businesses probably think about at some point in their life cycle, you know, as far as controlling their occupancy cost and having a home for their business, whether a manufacturer, a retailer, or a service company, is to actually buy a building and own their own building, since most of the businesses that we work with are closely held by family members or close friends. So those are my thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ken. There were several questions at the seminar about SBA loans and a lot of interest in that topic from the attendees, so certainly something not to overlook. You know, take a look at that and check that out. Well, that's great advice from all three of you for founders. Thank you for being here to share that with us today. This has been another Pit Stop for your emerging business, brought to you by Abbott, Stringham & Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew.